Well, there you go. World Rally Radio, proudly presented by Abu Dhabi, a capital destination. Plays your Dire Straits. For Malcolm Wilson and for Mika Hirvonen, a bit of a joint effort there. I'm sure I hope you like that. Malcolm Wilson being interviewed by our boss for the weekend, Mika Hirvonen. Now, well, occasionally here at World Rally Radio, you decide you're going to do something and you just, you know, you just wander off and do it. You have to take the initiative and go. Now, Bex decided, a young, strapping young Mexican gentleman walked past with a tray full of margaritas. She thought, well, it's quite warm, could do with a drink, might follow him. You've decided to make your way back though, Bex. How was your margarita? Was it nice?
Very refreshing, actually. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You know, I get a little message on the internal messaging system. Back in a bit. Oh, it's not good enough.
Look,
frankly,
when
where's
you're
mine?
In Mexico, you've got to become part of it all, and I think that was part of it. I saw my opportunity, and I took it. I'm back with you. You coped without me, didn't you?
Did he have a nice moustache?
No.
And a sombrero?
No.
And maracas?
No.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, well, now you're back, Bex, so you can do some flipping work. And tell us what the top 10's like. Come on, get it done.
What is Mika Hirvonen in this weekend? Jeez, okay. Jari-Matti Latvala is in the lead of the rally after stage 6. We're awaiting the final two stages to go today, and they'll be kicking off very shortly indeed. So Latvala is in the lead. Loeb is second. Oh, now, you see, James, what did I say earlier about things going wrong just when I start doing them? My computer's just crashed.
11.2 seconds.
I can't tell you who's third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh, or eighth. Well, oh. I can remember, but I can't remember the gaps. So let me kind of reload my screen here. Just to let you know that the Super Special is literally about to go live. I know Colin is there.
We have Colin at the end of the stage, but he's poised, ready with his notepad for you to read the time specs. No pressure on you.
Here we go, no pressure. Right, they're back up now. Calm down. Latvala in the lead. Loeb 11.2 behind. Atkinson is in third, 7.1 behind Loeb. Solberg is in fourth position, 45.5 behind Atkinson. Mikko Hirvonen is in fifth, 5.4 behind Solberg. Henning Solberg is then in sixth position, and I'm really sorry, guys, but my computer has just crashed again. I've given you the top 5 times.
Oh, wow.
Maybe, James, you've probably got them there. But I'm sorry, my computer is not happy.
Do you know what? Beck.
Jimbo!
Yes?
Jimbo, pass the back out. Listen to this! That's Henning Solberg. He's on the outside. Chris Atkinson's on the inside. Fantastic Super Special, this one. It's a proper Super Special. Not inside the stadium, but it's a purpose-built arena. We've got a tremendous long straight with the cars getting pretty close to top speed, I would say. We've got a couple of wonderful jumps in the middle there, a water splash, a hairpin, a very, very fast bend on the top end where they come into the straight. Really is a tremendous Super Special, this one, Jimbo and Bex. And as I say, Chris Atkinson, and we have Henning Solberg out there.
Okay, fantastic stuff. That Super Special then is well and truly live. Just going back to the times before my computer decides to crash itself again. Henning Solberg in sixth position overall. Matthew Wilson is seventh. Federico Villagra is eighth. Ricardo Trevina is ninth. And Sebastian Ogier is in 10th position overall. That is the top 10 going into the Super Special stages. Run twice this afternoon, so the fourth one already kicked off. Then they'll run again. Colin is there, as you can hear, and you can hear some of the cars in the background as well.
Yeah, it really is probably my favourite Super Special of the year, this one, Beck. A big jump over the bridge, a couple of little bunny jumps through the next L arches in the middle of the arena here. And, yeah, tremendous. It's a lovely, lovely evening for it. Interestingly, the outside line here, and actually the whole of the straight is on tarmac, so these cars obviously on very, very hard gravel tyres. Could make it quite interesting on the outside bends here. But let's have a look. That's the first running. Very close between Atkinson and Solberg. Henning Solberg, but Atkinson, I think, just stayed that one, Bex. That's quite interesting. Very close indeed between them.
Okay, let's see if we've got some times coming in here then. Atkinson, 1 minute 42.8 seconds. That was Atkinson's time through there. And Henning Solberg, 1 minute 44.3. 1.5 seconds between them, but it was Atkinson who was fastest through.
And Bex, you remember at the end, you weren't with us, Bex, at the end of stage 6, the inside of Henning Solberg's car was full of dust, very dusty indeed. Henning choking as he was talking to us at the end of the stage there. guessing that that's coming from the front left of the car. The front left kind of trim underneath the wheel arch seems to be missing, and there's damage to the front left side of Henning Solberg's car. I think that is where all that dust was being sucked into the car through the floor pan there on the front left-hand side of Henning Solberg's Ford Focus. Made it very, very uncomfortable for him through stage six. Won't be so bad here because obviously it isn't as dusty as it has been in places. That's why he had so much dust in his car at the end of stage six, Ben. But they're lining up again. It's the same pairing about to go again. Two stages run here, if you like, stage seven and stage eight. They do two laps on stage seven. They come back to start. They swap lanes. They do two laps on stage eight.
Okay, we've actually got I've got a little bit of a view here of it myself. There's a big screen here in the Poly Forum, and some of it is actually being shown up there, so I'll be able to see some of it with you, Cole, as they make their way through the stage. But Chris Atkinson and Henning Solberg then line up again for the second running through of the Super Special this evening. This will close day one's action for us. Just waiting to get ready, both of them on the line.
Sure
must have been a good run through for today for Chris Atkinson. Collie's had a good day out there.
Yeah, fantastic day for Chris Atkinson, Beck. I feel he's been a little disappointed maybe not to have been as close as he'd hoped to be to the leader, but, you know, he's not that far behind. 7 seconds off Sebastian Loeb's time for the day, and you know, that's as close as Chris Atkinson has been to Sebastian Loeb for a very, very long time indeed. Loeb's had no real problems today. And, Chris is only, less than 20 seconds off the lead, Bex. His road position is going to be, a little better tomorrow than obviously, the two leaders. So I think it's been a great day for Chris Atkinson. He thinks it could have been better. But here we go. Let's just listen to the wonderful sound of those cars. Henning Solberg on the inside this time, Bex. It really is very dusty indeed. He's heading across the bridge. Yeah, big jump. All four wheels off the ground across the bridge. And Chris Atkinson just coming under the bridge. And there's a nice bank on the right-hander as they come out the bridge there. It just tucks the cars back in again at the back end. Just nips out as they go around that right-hander. And, just looks impressive indeed. A couple of little bunny jumps under the next L arches through the water splash for Chris Atkinson. He stopped. Chris Atkinson stopped. He spun it on the hairpin, Beck. Atkinson's lost a second or two at least there. I would say 5 or 6 seconds Atkinson has lost. He's overcooked it on that hairpin, facing the wrong way. That cost him a lot of time when he's driven so well today to stay in touch with the leaders.
Well, we'll see what that does to the times when they come in.
Oh, these cars reaching tremendous speed. It'll be interesting to know how quick they're getting down this straight. But Chris Atkinson stalled his car in exactly the same spot that, who was it last year, Beck? It was OMV Manfred Stoll. Stalled his car there last year, lost a lot of time after another great day. There are some very, very big rocks on the inside here now on this tight left-hander. There's a big rock right on the line. Now, that's going to be interesting for whoever. I know this is a bit naughty, but if the teams are listening, whoever's on the inside line on the next running back, there's a very, very big rock on the inside line there that the boys are going to have to look out for. I'm making no apologies for letting them know that, because that's dangerous where that rock is. Let's have a look at the times. Well, Atkinson, as you would expect, having had that stall, a good 4 seconds, maybe 5 seconds behind Henning Solberg.
Okay, we're waiting for the times to come in then on the board to see what the difference is going to be. Nothing's coming up as yet.
Okay, hopefully we'll get a word with both drivers. Henning, again, we've talked about this before. Cable ties. You can do anything. It's the fall of the front right-hand side of this car held together with cable ties. But that looks... Henning, we're just looking at the right side of your car. That's clearly where all that dust is coming. Looks like you've lost the trim on the wheel arch.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they just pulled up.
It's been a decent day for you. You fought back well after problems this morning.
Yeah, without the time, because my splits was equal to Loeb on that time, on that stage. So we were very unlucky that this both broke, but this is the part of the game, and now we are here, and tomorrow is a new day.
Long way to go still in the rally. Henning Solberg's maybe had his fair share of bad luck so far. Chris Atkinson, let's find out what happened in that hairpin there. He's done a great job today, keeping in touch with Sebastian Loeb. Chris, all that hard work, and you spun it on the hairpin.
Yeah, I know, just lost the rear there, I don't know why, but pushed it too hard.
Losing maybe 4 or 5 seconds, but overall a really encouraging day for you. Still in touch with Sebastian and Yari Matti.
Yeah, we're not miles away. Just a shame to give away those few seconds there, but that's life.
Looks like you're going to be third on the road tomorrow. That'll give you a decent run at them.
Yeah, we'll see. Yari's driving well, that's for sure, and even with his road position today, second, he wasn't slow, so it's not going to be easy.
Good stuff, thanks, Chris. Chris Atkinson, he's had a few problems today as well. Sounds a bit subdued. I'm not sure everything's okay with the car, Chris. Yeah, he sounds a little subdued, maybe disappointed. Clearly, Bex, to have made that mistake on the final run of the Super Special here. It has been a tremendous effort from him all weekend, and let's see, that rock is still there in the middle. Now, who's on the inside? It's Petter Solberg. Let's watch Petter around the inside on this run. But yeah, Chris Bex, he's had a good day today, and I think he can look for...
Cole? Oh, I think we might have lost him. I think that was the sign that he's pressed a big button and he's gone. We'll try and get him up as soon as we possibly can. But let's have a look at the times then. Solberg through the second running with a time of 1 minute 42.3. Chris Atkinson 4.9 seconds behind with that little tussle that he had. 1 minute 47.2 seconds for Chris Atkinson. So we'll try and get Colin back at the end of the final stages today, which are, of course, the super special stages. They'll complete tomorrow as well. But we have cars on the line. Petter Solberg ready to do battle. Can we get back hold of Cole, James? Are you pressing the buttons?
No, Rex, I'm not. I'm just deciding. Of course I'm pressing the buttons. What a stupid question.
That was.
Hold on, Colin, are you there? Colin, are you there? Colin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. There you go. I'm back with you. No apologies. I took a bit of a tumble there, and my phone decided it didn't like the tumble. We're just watching Petter Solberg and... Who's the other car? Solberg and who? Help me out on... car number three, that is Mikko Hirvonen. So Solberg and Hirvonen. Solberg, thank goodness, was on the inside where that big rock was, but hasn't done any damage to his car. Mikko now on the inside. Petter on the outside. You can hear them there. The car struggling to grip as they take that quite tight. 180 degree left hand bend towards the bridge. Big speed over the bridge. All four wheels off the ground. Coming down on the landing zone and just powering in towards the hairpin bend on the outside. On the inside, you're taking the little through the water splash under the arches and heading off towards the hairpin for Petter Solberg. Both these cars looking good though.
Okay, well, let's get the times back up then for stage seven. That's the first running through. Atkinson was quickest there, but then slower than Henning on the next one. Time to beat then, 1 minute 42.8. That was Chris through the opening one. It's a pretty hefty water splash in the middle of that stage, Cole.
Yeah, really, really good water splash, Beck. Plenty of water in it. Spectacular indeed. There are photographers there, cameramen there, TV cameramen. So, yeah, it's a good water splash. It comes just after a jump as well. I'm calling them little bunny jumps. There's a big, big jump over the main bridge, and as it's all four wheels off the ground, big air indeed for the cars as they go over the main bridge. But in the inside of the circuit, there are a couple of what we're calling Nextel arches, because they are Nextel arches, inflatable arches, underneath those arches, just, well, I suppose you would call them almost like road humps, but extended road humps, quite big road humps, and the cars taking off over those humps. Between the two humps, you've got that deep water splash, spectacular indeed. It is a great, great super special. This long straight here, the start-finish straight, must be all off. Oh, using my golfing knowledge, I'd say that's a par 5. Oh, it's got to be all of 500-600 metres, at least the long straight here, Beck. So the car's getting up tremendously before they come into the bend.
Okay, Solberg's time through there then, 1 minute 41.7. It's the quickest through, 1.1 seconds quicker than Chris. Mikko Hirvonen's time, 1 minute 43.9. That's 2.2 seconds slower than Solberg. So, second running through then for the driver. So, Mikko on the inside now, yes?
Yeah, Mikko on the inside, Beck, and Petter on the outside. That big rock, Petter did actually, it caught the inside of his tyre and just pushed it off to the outside of the gravel on the inside lane. Still some big rocks there, just about on the line, probably just outside the line now, so thank goodness they've moved it. Just shows you there are rocks everywhere, rocks clearly in the stages, but even on this super special stage, the drivers have to be wary of one or two rocks. They've graded these roads, they've graded the super special, they've put down some more gravel in amongst those big, big truckloads of what is reasonably fine gravel. You get the odd very big rock indeed. And once the road roller's been over, the graders have been over, you don't really see them. But they appear, Beck, as the four-wheel drive World Rally cars cut into those relatively slow bends. The big rocks appear, and occasionally they end up in difficult positions. And as I say, that one for Petter on the inside there could have caused him trouble, but didn't at all, thank goodness.
Okay. All right, well, second running through then for the boys. Colin is there to commentate for us, so you'll hear all the colour from our man, Clark.
Perched on a pile of tyres, Beck, I have to say.
Oh,
great,
are you perched?
Position.
Please be careful.
Is it as good as my pace?
I'm doing my very best. So there's Petter on the outside this time. Mikko on the inside. Let's watch Mikko across the bridge. Oh, it's very tight there as he heads in across the bridge. The car straightened up and, yeah, nice jump from Mikko Hovland. Petter now onto the infield and heading towards those little bunny jumps underneath the next L arch. Yeah, good air there, good speed from Petter Solberg, all looking pretty good. Let's watch Mikko around the hairpin, making sure he gets around there without any problems. They disappear just out of view. Where is he? Yep, there he is, back into view again. Another water splash. In fact, there are two water splashes on this circuit, Bex. There's one on the very, very far side there. There's a cloud of dust just envelops me as I'm standing on my tires here, Bex. Oh, excuse me while I just... make sure I can breathe properly. On the inside, Petter Solberg now, Bex. On the outside, Mikko Hirvonen. All looking good for both these drivers. Brilliant, great to be able to get so close to them. I'm no more than a metre and a half from the cars as they pass me on the outside line here on the sweeping. The outside is a sweeping left-hander. It really is a very, very long, long, long left-hand, 180-degree bend on tarmac, the outside, the inside on gravel. So, it's a great show, this one. It is the sort of super special we want to see more of. It's not inside a football stadium as we've seen in the past. I think this is like a karting track or something like that, Bex. It's obviously been modified to be run as a super special stage, and it is fantastic. There are maybe 10 or 12,000 people here really enjoying the spectacle. The sun's shining, the cars look great, they sound great. We're going to catch up with our drivers because they're both through, Bexing.
Okay, let's have a look at the time then for the drivers. We're just waiting for it to flash up on the screen here for the second running of the super special stage.
Okay, Mikko Hirvonen is first with us, Bex. Watch the time as it goes up, but Mikko, where is he in the overall standings? Well, only 5.4 seconds behind Petter. Has he gone ahead of Petter in the super special?
We'll wait and see. Petter's time is true. It's joint with Henning, 1 minute 42.3 through that one. We're just waiting for Mikko's time to come in.
It's been a really interesting day for you. Very difficult being first on the road. Clearly that problem with the punctures made things difficult for you tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that's quite a big gap now to Jari-Matti and Sebastian. Well, okay, it's going to be easy. I'm going to be fifth on the road, so it's easy to drive for sure, but it's a big gap, so we'll see what we can do.
Is the podium still a possibility?
Hopefully, I'll try.
He always does keep trying. Chris Atkinson a little bit ahead, and Petter Solberg a bit ahead of Mikko Hirvonen, obviously, Bex, but as he said, he will keep trying, that's for sure. Petter Solberg, well, he must be reasonably pleased with the way the day's gone, because he had all sorts of problems this morning, but at the end of the day, Bex, sitting in fourth place, Petter, not a bad day considering all the problems you had this morning.
Nah, almost losing almost 1 minute with the brake problem this morning, I cannot say it's not bad at all, But just this big rock on the one stage, really, when we went off twice and no other chance, but the car has been working quite good. It's struggling with a little bit of traction sometimes, you know, sometimes good, sometimes not, but that's it, but I'm trying my best.
A good road position tomorrow for you, still in with a chance of scoring a podium here.
Yeah, we're going to fight for a podium, we're going to try very hard, and everything can happen tomorrow.
Absolutely, we've seen a lot happening today, thanks, Petter Solberg. Looks like getting a bit tangled here in one or two things, but we're okay, Bex. So yeah, Petter Solberg must be delighted, as he said, losing almost a minute with the problems he had this morning. So had it not been for those kind of problems, we could have seen a really exciting day indeed from Petter Solberg. But Bex, two Subarus in the top four.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great day for the team. And as Petter said, you know, he's going to push as hard as he possibly can tomorrow. Chris has done a superb job today, and we could see two Subarus on the podium. You never know. Okay, Cole, who's next up for us?
Right, Bex, here's our... it's been our battle of the day, hasn't it? It's Sebastian Loeb and Jari-Matti. What a day it's been for Jari-Matti Latvala. He really has... Well, he just seems to breeze through the day, setting amazing times. This morning, Mikko had no response. Sebastian has had no response to it all day. And Jari-Matti's got a decent lead, 11 seconds, and we've talked about strategy. Sebastian isn't going to be too concerned about that. It looks as if Sebastian may well be second on the road tomorrow. I think we're in for a titanic battle tomorrow between these two boys, Bex. Really has been exciting today. It can only get more exciting tomorrow. We're watching them on the super special now. Jari-Matti on the inside, Sebastian Loeb in the red, Citroen on the outside. Let's watch Jari-Matti as he takes onto the dirt. Oh, huge rock! huge rock hit by Yari Matti there. And you know, Sebastian missed that rock by millimetres. There's what do we call this? There's a plastic bollard, a line of bollard between the two lanes. Yari Matti sent that rock flying into the outside lane. It's now sitting in the outside lane, so that'll be interesting for when Yari Matti comes out next time. Right on the point. Well, he's probably just outside the line, that big rock, but my goodness, that was close to hitting Sebastian's car.
Okay, Yari Matti and Sebastian Loeb then on the Super Special. I think you're right, Colin. I think it is going to be a titanic battle. That is so the world thing tomorrow. What's wrong?
Sorry, Bex. No, I thought there was a big gap there between the two drivers. Not that big a gap. Maybe a second or two in Sebastian's favour. But, well, this is interesting. It's just as well they're going round again to the start, because Yari Matti will see that big rock on the outside and he'll know to avoid it when he comes round next time. So, yeah, Bex, what a day it's been. The battle between these two has been great.
And it's going to be great tomorrow. I think we're really going to see them both just go at it again tomorrow. 11.2 seconds at the moment. Let's see where it is when they complete the super special stages.
These rocks, and I can see some more rocks back on the inside, some big ones. If we get any of these drivers cutting this, it's the inside line. Remember, as they come up from the start line along this long straight, the outside is tarmac, and it's a long 180-degree sweeping tarmac bend. But the inside, it goes onto gravel, and there's really quite a few big rocks still on the inside there. It's more or less at the apex of that gravel bend as they head round onto the bridge back. So, well, as I say, that huge rock, Yari Matti must have sent that rock. Let me see, that must be at least 15, 20 metres, maybe 25 metres. That rock flew through the air before it just missed Sebastian's car and landed on the outside track. And it is Sebastian on the outside. Hopefully he's noted that rock as well. There's lining up again for the second stage, Bexy.
Okay, 9.9 seconds now, Colin. Loeb took some time out of Lafleur, not a huge amount, but still, with you know, that between them, it's not a huge amount of time. 9.9 seconds, still in Latvala's favour. Latvala leads. One more stage to go today. It's the second running of the Super Special. As Colin said, they're lining up now to go through it. So what will the difference be after this one?
Yeah, but Yari Matti, if he's going to be first on the road tomorrow, he does not want to lose any more time to Sebastian Loeb. To lose that second or two on that first running of the Super Special is disappointing for him. Doesn't want to lose any more time on this running.
Okay, we're waiting for them to start. I can just see very much in the distance, Colin. I can see a screen with them on, so I can't really see them in any kind of focus, unfortunately. But you're right there for us, which is great.
Yeah, I can. The engine's just revving. I can't see the lights, unfortunately, but I can hear the sound of the engines. There we go, they're off again. Sebastian on the outside. Remember, that's the tarmac lane around the sweeping bend. Yari Matti on the inside. Let's see how close he gets to this rock. Oh, just scraping the inside. Yari Matti very wide there around the inside bend, heading across the bridge. See how much air he gets. Oh, huge amounts of air for Yari Matti across the bridge. All looking good for him. On the inside, on the infield, Sebastian Loeb in the Citroen. That car's performed well today, Bex. Concerns about it. They took the engine out, repaired it, put it back in again, but it's performed pretty well today for Sebastian. He's performed well, not been able to match the speed, unfortunately, of Yari Matti, but I think he'll be pretty pleased with things so far today. Sebastian Loeb, let's see them coming round the outside, Bex. Yari Matti again on the big, long outside bend as they head in towards the start-finish line. And, well, a few metres between them, but that's no indication as yet. That's just one lap up. We'll wait till they get around for the second time. Sebastian's on the inside. He's heading onto the tarmac. Oh, those rocks flying. Hey, that rock just sitting in place. Yari Matti just inside that rock on the outside there. So no problems. Whoa, that sounding, the Citroen's sounding a little interesting, Beck. Not sure if that was quite right. The car seems to be going okay, though. Let's not worry about that. Yari Matti on the inside. Over those little jumps. Through the water splash. The second of the jumps. Well, it's not actually a jump, the second one. They just come underneath the arc. Yari Matti heading in towards the hairpin bend back. He's got the slightly shorter line on the inside, but it looks as if Sebastian might have taken another second or two out of him here. We'll watch and see as they come around the final bend. Sebastian very wide indeed. Yari Matti gets the power down. He might have just got this. Oh, that's a close one, Bexy. That is a close one indeed.
Okay, let's have a look at the time. We're waiting for it to come up on the screen to see what it's going to be. 9.9 seconds was the difference between Yari Matti and Sebastian Loeb going into this final super special stage. What is it going to be now? and who would have won that battle? Loeb won the first battle. Still waiting for the times to go up, Cole. I'll probably let you interview the drivers, then we'll have a look at the times, because we're waiting for them to just filter
in.
Chris
Young back in a minute. I think he may have hit that big rock. He's out having a look at something, but Sebastian, leader, just taking him coming up. Oh, he looks as he always does. Cool, calm, composed. No time for Sebastian. Low. Sebastian, second on the road tomorrow, but 10 seconds behind Yari Mati. A big battle tomorrow.
Yeah, big battle, but not easy. Yari Mati is going very fast. And, okay, couldn't do more today. Hopefully tomorrow we find another setting going better, and we will see.
Two concerns at the start today, the end, but they proved to be faultless. The engine's been good.
Yeah, the engine was really good, so no trouble about that for the moment, and just trying to find a bit more speed.
That'll be great to watch. Thanks very much, Mr. Back. Let's have a word. He's got concerns about something, Ali Matthew. What's the problem?
Nah, no, just we hit the, how I say, like a barrier, because there's a bit of water on the top of the road to avoid that dust, so it's a bit slippy in the braking and went backwards through the barrier, but now it's just a cosmetic.
You've been very relaxed all day. It's been a great day for you. Winning stages just about 10 seconds ahead of Sebastian, but first on the road tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be interesting tomorrow, but still, see what happens.
You're just going to face that challenge and battle on?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what a day it's been. What a calm customer Yari Matti Latvala is back. So there we go. As you said, cosmetic damage. I can see what he's talking about. He has hit a barrier somewhere. Rear left, front left, a little bit of damage to the bumpers. Yari Matti having a good look around his car. There are some names that have been written into the dust on the back of Yari Matti's car. I can see Jane and something else. I hope that's not our friend Jane from England.
I don't think she's here.
Well, it's Jane and something else, and yeah, someone's been having fun while Yari Matti's been parked up somewhere writing in the dust on the back of his car. But yeah, what a day it's been for Yari Matti Latvala Beck. He's really, well, he seems to have absolutely reveled in the conditions today, and you know, the battles have been good. He's battled against Sebastian Loeb, and he's proved to be quicker than Sebastian today. So what can he do tomorrow? Oh, huge jump from Federico over the bridge there. We do have our next 2 hours on the stages, Matthew Wilson and Federico Viagra.
Fantastic stuff. Let's see how these guys do then. Federico picking up a 2-minute penalty onto his timing for a recce infringement. He'd gone a little bit, well, he'd overdone it on the old Super Special, done too many recces on the Super Special. He's picked up a 2-minute penalty, but saying that, it still puts him within the top 10. He's still in eighth. He still picks up a driver's point at the moment. And of course, what could happen ahead of him tomorrow? We've seen some serious drama out on the stages today.
Oh, Matthew braking early, and his car looking very twitchy under braking. Federico looking very smooth indeed on the outside. Matthew on the inside, on the gravel, across the bridge. Big air again. That's a wonderful jump, that it really is. We'll see some great pictures from the gathered photographers by that bridge. They're all four wheels off the ground. Federico's on the inside. Let's watch him over the little bunny jump, through the water splash, under the arch, heading towards the hairpin. Yeah, good day for Federico Beck. First time we've seen him this year. And yeah, coping really well. He's, as you say, he's in there scoring a driver's point, scoring manufacturer's points as well. So I think he can be pleased with his efforts today. I think Matthew can be pleased with his efforts as well. He's lost a place this afternoon, but made no mistakes, and that clearly is his aim for this rally. See what happens to the guys in front of him and make up positions as the rally goes on. Federico's just got, I think, just got an edge over Matthew on the first of the two runnings of the Super Special here.
Okay, we'll wait for those times to filter in. Let's have a look. Federico, 1 minute 42.8. Wilson, 1 minute 43.6.
Lots of rocks on the inside of this bend now, Beck. One particularly big rock just before the inside of the bend, and another two or three decent-sized rocks. Really difficult to avoid all of those rocks, I'd have said, for the drivers. It's well, I don't remember these rocks being here last year. I don't remember it being quite as perilous as this on the inside of it. I think maybe they've just got maybe a rogue batch of gravel from somewhere.
Interesting then, because we've got five runnings of this Super Special. Well, two tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday.
Well, they can clear them. I think they'll be cleared, Bex. I mean, these have just appeared as the first few cars have gone and dug up the inside of that relatively slow left-hand bend on the gravel. So those rocks, I think, will be cleared before we run tomorrow. I'm certain they'll be cleared before we run tomorrow, but it may give our junior drivers a scare or two. It may give perhaps Federico and Matthew a scare or two on the second time round. That rock, big rock that was on the outside on the tarmac, has actually been moved off. I think Federico hit that the first time round, and it just moved it off towards the barriers there. So no concern on the outside lane, on the tarmac lane. It's the inside lane where they go onto the gravel. The inside there, just big rocks being exposed on the inside.
Okay, second run through now then for Federico Villagra and Matthew Wilson. Federico set exactly the same time as Chris Atkinson, 1 minute 42.8. Solberg was fastest through the first running, 1 minute 41.7. Through the second running through, it was Loeb, 1 minute 42. But the fastest time on the Super Special so far goes to Petter Solberg, 1 minute 41.7 seconds. He sounds in a fighting mood as well. You know, he's looking to try and get on the podium tomorrow, as he said he'll try.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a possibility, Bex. I think we will see a few problems for the top runners tomorrow. Very much like today, there are lots of rocks out there. And one stage in particular tomorrow is very, very twisty, very technical. A lot of drainage ditches across that stage. It's the second stage in the loop to look out for tomorrow. It'll be the slowest stage, I'm sure, of the rally in terms of average speed. But here we go, we're watching the two Fords again. It's the Munchies Ford and the Stobart Ford. Let's watch Matthew on the inside. Pinging those rocks. He's moved them. They're off. And again, one rock flying a fair distance, heading onto the tarmac on the outside, Beck. So, you know, one rock was there earlier that went. It's been replaced by another one on the tarmac. But the inside of the gravel looks pretty clean now. These tyres are proving to be incredibly strong, aren't they? We heard Chris Atkinson saying earlier on that he hit a very big rock indeed in sixth gear, flat out. Took it on the front right wheel, and you know, the wheel survived. No puncture, no real damage to the wheel at all. So just shows you how tough these new Pirelli tyres are. They've done a fabulous job in producing a no-moose tyre that is staying, well, it's in one of the toughest rallies. We've only really seen one puncture today.
Yeah, that's true. We only have seen one puncture, and that was, well, with Mikko Hirvonen. But we have seen plenty of drama, and that kicked off this morning with, of course, Danny Sordo. We're hoping that we'll see Danny back in Super Rally tomorrow. We have quite a few drivers, actually. Sordo, Gali, Rautenbach, Prokop, and quite a few of the local drivers as well who are hoping to come back with us tomorrow.
Yeah, actually we've got 12 manufacturer cars here, haven't we, in terms of cars that could potentially score manufacturer points. We've lost four of those cars today. We've lost both Suzuki's, we've lost Sordo in the Citroen, and we've lost CG in the Ford. So, yeah, it's worth a while working to get those cars back in tomorrow, because who knows what might happen to the other lads who are sitting in manufacturer positions just now. It's well worth getting the cars back out for experience and potentially for scoring manufacturer points. A very close run there, by the way, between Matthew and Federico Villagra.
Okay, let's see if we've got some times for them. Nothing yet on the second run, but I'm sure they'll pop up in a minute. But I'll let you have a chat with the boys.
Yep, we'll have a wee word with Federico. His first day back in the championship in 2008. We'll have a word with him, maybe grab a quick word in Spanish with him as well, Bex. We've got quite a few Spanish listeners, a lot of people listening back home in Argentina. They'll be desperate to know how the Munchies team are getting on here. And we can tell you they're doing pretty well. They've got two drivers in manufacturer point scoring positions. Henning Solberg up there in, what, sixth place, and Federico in eighth place. Federico, a really good day for you. Your first day in the championship in 2008, and you're sitting in a point scoring position.
Yeah, very happy. It's been a very difficult day. Mexico's a tough rally. Well, very happy. The day has been very good for us.
Buen español, por favor. How's your day been?
Muy bueno. Ha sido un día muy lindo. Hemos podido andar bastante bien. México tiene caminos muy difíciles, así que salir de los tramos era, costaba.
Gracias, señor. There we go, that's Federico Villagra. Yeah, he looks happy with his performance today, Bex, and he's got every right to be pleased. He's done really well indeed. Matthew Wilson, another guy who's had a good day today. Matthew, a tough day. The conditions have been really difficult out there, but no real mistakes from you.
No, not really. Just the first 2 stages, just the service, just a bit disappointed. I didn't use the grip that was available, and I think that sort of just knocked the confidence a little bit, because you wonder where you're losing the time and stuff like that. But the last one of the day we finished a bit better, and Super Specials were good fun. So
I'm getting a bit excited by these rocks on the inside of the Super Special. Is it like that on every stage?
They're nothing compared to what you get. And some of them, the size of your suitcase on some stages, unbelievable.
It is remarkable how well these tyres are performing in these difficult conditions.
It is, yeah, and I think you've got to give testament to the car as well, because some of the punishment that they get is unbelievable.
Fantastic stuff. Well done, Matthew. That's Matthew Wilson doing a good job today, sitting there in the point, 7th place, Bex. Happy with his performance. No problems for either Federico or Matthew today.
Okay, let's have a look there. Matthew Wilson in seventh position overall, 9.3 seconds behind Henning Solberg. And Federico Villar in eighth overall.
Stay with me for 1 second.
We're bearing with you. What's wrong?
Oh dear, listen to this. Oh dear. Listen. Oh no, it's gone again.
Whose car is that?
Matthew Wilson, that's 3 times he's tried to start it. This is the 4th time. It ain't starting. It's stalled in the time control. It's not starting, Beck. This is a concern. Come on, fire up. Come on. That's turning over. That's not going to fire. I don't think that's going to fire, Beck. I can hear it rattling away. The starter motor in there, the front of the car there. I think he might need a... Let's have a look. I'm sure they're speaking to the team, I'm sure. Just looking in through Scott Martin's window. Maybe resetting things. That's probably... They'll be getting some advice from the team about what to do here. The car, that's 5 or 6 times. Matthew just... He's gonna have to be pushed out. He can be pushed out of the time control. They're allowed to be pushed out. Yeah, they're allowed to push from the time control. Let's see. This obviously is within the regulations. They're stopped within the time control. I wonder whether Matthew can get that car going with a wee bit of a push there. Let's have a look. Oh, this is a desperate sight. A desperate sight. Such bad luck in Sweden for Matthew Wilson on the penultimate stage. And he's done a good job today, but it looks as if they may have a problem there. Let's keep our fingers crossed. They've got to push that car. Keep pushing it, guys. You can't stop pushing there. Oh, that's a bit silly. Good old Scott Martin's been left to push it himself now. It needs to be pushed out of the time control, guys. Anyway, let's see what happens here. Let's just stay with this. There's still some action on the stage, but this is where the drama is just now. Scott Martin going to the front of the car. Yeah, they've got to get out of the control. Come on, guys, give them a push. I'm going to give you a hand, because I'm allowed to give you a hand. It's got to be out of the time control, guys.
Okay, well, what you can hear in the background then is Matthew Wilson, who is having problems starting his car to get out of the time control. He's completed stage.
Just to let you know, it is only marshals that are allowed to push the car out of the time control, and it is only marshals who are pushing the car out of the time control. Not on the spoiler, though. That's not the best place to push. You want to push on the back of the car, sir. And, they're pushing it. There we go. There we go. It is now out of the time control box. We'll keep an eye on what's going there. They're going to have to. Let me just take a look. It's a very narrow exit. As you come out of the time control, the car is now out. They're going to have to find somewhere to pull that car up where it doesn't block the road. Yeah, there's plenty of room on the left-hand side there. And Matthew's just steering the car onto the left-hand side. We'll keep an eye on that, Bex, as the Super Special with our juniors continues. Let's go and have a look and see who's on the stage. Bex, maybe you can tell us.
I have no idea who's on the stage, Colin. I can't see it. It's not up anymore for us, and I don't know.
Okay, no
bother. I'm relying on you for that.
I saw a yellow streak and a red streak. That suggests a Suzuki and maybe, I don't know what the other one is. Let me have a wee look. A Citroen, I suspect. Let me think. It's going to be Jan Mulder, and not too sure whose Citroen that is. We'll find out as they get towards us, Bex, but it's Jan Mulder and another in a Citroen.
And another. Fabulous. Right, Colt. Great. Thank you. Let's have a look at the classifications we have then for our WRC drivers after 8 completed stages. Latvala is in the lead of the rally, 9.6 seconds ahead of Sebastian Loeb. Chris Atkinson of Subaru is in third position. Petter Solberg is in fourth. Mikko Hirvonen is fifth. Henning Solberg is sixth. Matthew Wilson is seventh. Federico Villagra is in eighth position overall. More drivers to make their way through the Super Special stage with Colin. The Junior World Rally Championship drivers, of course, will be heading his way very shortly. Let's go back to stage 6 and just remind you of the classifications for our JWRC drivers. It's still Sebastian Ogier who leads. He has picked up a 10-second penalty, though, Colin, just to let you know that. He's picked up a penalty for being 1 minute late at the time control this morning, time control 1.
Let's just, Bexy, sorry to interrupt, Bexy. I'm just going to go and see the boys, Matthew and Scott, and just, I don't want to disrupt them. They've got the toolkit out. It's something underneath. It's something underneath the co-drivers, just in front of the co-driver's seat that they're trying to repair. What is that? I'm not sure quite what that is. They've taken that out. Obviously, the team giving them instructions on what to do, Bex. I'm not sure. It's something to do with the electrics by the looks of things. Not sure. They're working very hard, Bex. We won't interrupt. We'll head back.
perhaps maybe I'll just grab a quick word and find out what they think's wrong. Oh dear, that would be someone a little too quiet for my liking.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on see how they're
there they go. See how they're doing. Well done, boys. Well done indeed. Let me just wander around. They've Matthew, just quickly. Let's find out from Matthew, because Scott's gonna they're gonna head off pretty quickly. But they've got that car going, thank goodness for that. They were playing around with the electrics underneath Scott Martin. Scott, quickly, what was the problem? Right, ECU, the change, the ECU, the engine management system on the car, but as he said, it's still not running right. So, Bex, I don't know if you've got your tracker there and you can follow him back to service.
I watch them, yeah.
It's a reasonably straight run back to service. You have a few traffic lights, a lot of traffic on the road, but it's a reasonably straight run, so hopefully they'll get that car back.
Okay, we'll keep a track on Matthew Wilson then as he makes his way back. Fingers crossed he will do. I'm sure they will. Let's just go back to the JWRC classifications for the moment. Sebastian Ogier leads, Mulder's in second, Kachisko's third, Burkhardt's Sandell drops down to fifth. Brake problems for Sandell earlier on, of course. Sean Gallagher is sixth, Fenari is seventh, and Prokop is eighth.
Yeah, just to let you know, Bex, we were hearing that perhaps Sandell had a puncture as well on stage 5. That huge effort that he made to get the car into stage 4 of the, it was stage 5 of the rally. Remember, he worked furiously for a good 35, 40 minutes on the brake system on that car. And we're hearing you may have had a puncture in stage 5 as well. So not Patrick Sandell's day, but it's been Ogier's day. And I tell you what, just watched him flying past me into that bend, Bex. He was very, very quick indeed.
Just had a brief thing flash up on my screen there, saying the link to Bex's Mexico studio has just disappeared, Col. I think we need to put some more money in the meter.
That's probably what it is.
But there you go. So it's me now, Col. I think Bex is also going to go and do some work. We're going to get the podcast ready. We all love the WRC podcast here. You can, of course, download that later on today. So you've got two. You've got on the stage now for you, Col, into the juniors.
Well, we've got Jan Mulder. We've got a leader. Let's have a quick word with Jan first, sitting in second place. Jim, correct me if I get this wrong. Second place, I think, in the juniors for Jan Mulder. Been a good day for him. He's smiling. Jan, a good day for you.
If you count out the alternator problem, the technical problem with the car. But otherwise, it's okay. I'm very surprised about Ogier's speed on his first event. He's too fast for us at the moment. But the rally is long, and everybody can win yet.
Going to be a big battle tomorrow. Well done indeed, that's Jan Mulder. His first drive, well, not in the Suzuki, drove in the Suzuki last year, but his first drive as a member of the full Suzuki factory team. But here's the guy who's had a fantastic day. It is Sebastian Ogier. He really has had a wonderful day getting past his time. So I think just about every stage of the Junior Championship today. Did pick up that penalty for being, what did we say, it was late into one of the time controls, Jim?
Yeah, into time control 1, I think it was.
Okay, so a 10-second penalty, but that really hasn't hindered him at all today. He's really gone very, very well indeed. The first time that we've seen him in the Junior World Rally Championship is Beck. No, it wasn't him that we saw last year, but let's have a word with him. Sebastian, what a great day for you. The perfect opening day to your Junior Championship effort.
Yeah, it's a perfect day. I'm very happy. I don't take mistake today, and the car is very good. Now I will try to continue tomorrow. The rally is so long.
Considering how difficult the conditions have been today, there have been some big rocks out there. It's been a really tough day. You must be really very pleased indeed.
Sorry.
With all the big rocks, your car's performed incredibly well. With the big stones.
Big rocks, in the 5 stage. Very, very big rock on the stage, and I can pass a côté across, and I just touch with my rear rail right, and no puncture.
Been a great day. Congratulations. Well done indeed, boys. A super day for the French crew in the Citroën. Are we seeing perhaps another French rally star emerging here in Mexico? I think it's a possibility. He's shown real class and style and speed and composure today, Jim. Set some great times. He's been impressive.
Okay, we'll just have a quick look. This is coming into the Super Special runs. Ogier has a 58-second lead, 58.6-second lead over Jan Mulder, with Mikhail Kosciuszko 25.9 seconds off Mulder in third. Aaron Burkhart is fourth. He's just under a minute and a half behind there. Then you've got Patrick Sandell, who did drop down a place in stage six. He's now 11.1 seconds behind Burkhart in what would be fifth place. Fifth place in the juniors there, Colin.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. The juniors have been exciting, as it always is. On the stage just now, we've got Patrick Sandell, and we stayed with him while he desperately tried to fix those brake problems at the refuel just after stage four. He's battled through the day. He's had brake problems all day. We think he might have had a puncture in stage five. We're not sure, but, well, he's battled on, as I say, hoping for a good finish here this weekend. He desperately wants to win the FIA Junior World Rally Championship again this year. Remember, he won it in 2006. Well, it was I wouldn't say a disappointing defence last year, but he certainly didn't do as well as he hoped last year. And this year is going to be his year. And full of confidence at the start of the event, Jim, and hoping to do well here. But it's just been a real battle for him. But Michael Kosciuszko, he must be very happy with the way things have gone today. As you say, sitting in third place again, driving this year with the factory Suzuki team. That's a great opportunity for both Mulder and Kosciuszko. And they're both those young drivers doing a really, really good job today in the Suzukis.
Okay, we'll just wait through, see if we get the times through. 58.2 is the confirmed difference between Ogier and Mulder going into tomorrow, the end of day one. So let's have a look who should be coming through for us next, Cole. How are they near the end of the stage? Are they nearly with you?
Yeah, they've just completed, I think, their first run through the stage, or the first of. There are two stages effectively being run here this evening at the Super Special Stadium, and two laps on each stage. So they've just done the first stage, stage seven of the rally. They've been around twice. They're just lining up on the start line again for the second of the stages that they're going to do this evening, stage eight of the rally for these two drivers. And let's have a little look. Patrick Sandell just on the inside and Michael Kosciuszko on the outside. We'll watch them as they come towards us. The pace of the World Rally cars was quite scintillating to see this close up, Jim. And I'll tell you what, the juniors, equally as impressive. In a slightly different way, I'd have to say, a little more sideways, perhaps, than the World Rally cars, but still, visibly, a real thrill to see these cars as close as this.
Are you still a believer that a Super 1600 car sounds better than a WRC car, Cole?
No question. No question. I think they do sound better. It's, they're noisier, they're louder, they're throatier than the World Rally cars. The Suzuki SX4's got a lovely throaty sound to it, hasn't it, when it's driving through the stages? A pity we're not seeing the SX4 on the Super Special this evening. But yeah, I still think that the old Renault Clio Super 1600 was just the noisiest of cars. It was a wonderful thing to get close up to. So yeah, I'm still sticking with that. The Super 2000 sound great as well, mind you. Now, Jimbo.
Hey, Colin.
Just resting my wee voice for a second or two. I could do with a little drinky here, but I can't see anyone to give me a can of Coke or a can of lemonade.
This is the thing, Cole. You've got to take your own drinks out with you. No. Have they not got the bottle? They normally have bottles of water at the end of the stage.
Well, there's a little hospitality area just right at the side of here where it looks like the bright and the beautiful of Mexico are gathered. It's a very pleasant sight indeed. But
I was going to ask, we could hear it on the mic earlier when some drivers were turning up. Is there a bunch of screaming girls at the end of the stage?
Yeah, there's a bunch of screaming girls.
Have they screamed for you?
Well, they may have been. I thought I heard someone screaming for the shouting boy at one point, but I might have been wrong.
Or it may have been the selection of handsome rally drivers coming through the end of the stage.
Well, it could have been.
Handsome
rally drivers and Chris Atkinson.
Oh dear. Anyway.
Fantastic crowd here, Jim, just to let you know. Really, really good crowd. I think we'll see a good crowd in tomorrow as well. It's Friday evening here. What a great way to spend a Friday evening with a couple of beers and a bit of food, maybe a barbecue. There's some barbecue smoke rising there. Wonderful way to spend a Friday evening watching the very best drivers in the world and the very best cars in the world. That is the sound on the outside of Michael Kosciuszko's Suzuki Swift, Jim, and Patrick Sandell. You can hear the car just scrabbling for grip. We've heard one or two of the junior drivers saying that the cars have struggled with traction on the sandier sections, on the looser sections, and you could hear Patrick Sandell's car, who's heading on the inside there, really scrabbling, trying to find purchase in the two-wheel drive there, and they're pretty quick, obviously not as quick as the World Rally cars, but certainly spectacular. Over the jumps, just about as much air as the World Rally cars. Through the water splashes, sending plumes of water either side of the car. Really great sight indeed. And yeah, looks as if, let's watch. Oh, hello. Yeah, no, that's just dust. I thought that was smoke coming from the back of the Suzuki, but it's just dust as he perhaps cuts that inside a little bit much. Let's watch him on the inside. Let's listen to the Suzuki as well. Let's hear whether he struggles up the hill. Kachushko's car sounding a lot smoother up the hill to the top of the bridge, and all four wheels again off the ground over the bridge. Sandell coming underneath the bridge. He'll head onto the